which is not kosher, it's treif, you shouldn't put on it a hot pot or a hot pan, especially if it's wet. If it's dry, it may live. If it's wet, you don't put. What do you do now if you did put on it? Lemaisa, you don't have to do anything. Anything. It's kosher, gam kacha.
The pot?
The pot is kosher, the food is kosher, but don't do it, okay? It's a problem. Why? When will it be a problem? If a person spilled boiling soup, and right now on the shaysh, yeah? And then he took a milk, boiling hot milk thing and put it straight on it. Then it's treif. Take it to Agalat Kelim. If it happened in 24 hours, it's Agalat Kelim. You have to take it to Agalat Kelim to take out the treif. Okay, therefore, if you did it till now, probably nothing happened, everything's okay, but don't do it. Don't put anything hot down on the shaysh. Rather, put something to distinguish between it and the...
We'll also want the heat damage the shaysh, the countertop.
Shaysh, if it's real shaysh, then no problem.
What is real shaysh? The marble,
marble,
granite,
those are problem.
The
stone, real stone, not stone that they make in a factory. They grind up stone and they glue it together. Real stone, it's a piece of stone which they cut down and they made it soft. That real stone.
Make it smooth, not
smooth. Smooth, I mean, that's
soft. No, okay, what is the manufactured stone then? Is it considered...
You don't put anything hot on it because you'll burn it. It's not real stone. It's real stone, but it's also with chemicals and stuff. And it's
stone has been ground up and glued together.
Yeah. If you put hot stuff, it'll fall apart.
The granite, the ones they call granite, is stronger than the white stone.
So,
there's this... The stone that's like manufactured, it looks like marble or something like that, but it's not made out of plastic, it's made out of real stone.
Yeah. But it's...
Depends on the quality.
You have to ask them in the store when you buy if you can put hot stuff in it. I'm telling you, regardless, don't put any hot stuff in it.
Okay.
If you buy a new one, you make one for the food and one for the milking, then it makes a difference if it's hot. If you can put hot stuff in it.
But we can still kosher it by pouring boiling water on
it. No, you can't kosher stone. You have to
break.
No koshering stone.
So for Pesach, all we can do is...
For Pesach, for Svaldim, Avadim, Atir, to kosher the stone from Chametz.
Okay.
Ashkenazi, we don't do that. We cover it. Period.
So just economical and then covering.
Yeah. You don't have to kosher, nothing.
Now, what about ceramic? Tiles.
Same thing. Tiles?
Right.
You eat from the floor?
No, we have...
Cats. Okay, cats could eat chametz on Pesach, no problem. Yeah.
No, that's not the issue. I've seen countertops where they put ceramic tile on it.
Yeah, that's also... if it's fleishig, it's fleishig. If it's milchig, it's milchig. Same thing. Yeah, my parents used to have like a stone with hot stuff on.
Yeah.
They had two for the fleishig and two for the milchig, you know?
Okay. So if you use a trivet or wood or like a piece of wood to separate it,
yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, it's good to have also milk to separate them. I don't know why if you don't have. Yeah. A kitchen, right? Which you make also milking and also fleshing in it. You have to buy two types of vessels, two types of dishes, two types of pots, at least two types. Yeah, if not three. Also parav, you should have certain things which are parav. For example, I asked Rav Elchanan, if I want to take potatoes, bake them in my milking oven, which was clean for 24 hours and heated up and everything, and it wasn't used for milking 24 hours and clean. And I wanted potatoes there. And they eat it together with my milching, with my fleishig meal, okay? Now, I have to stir it. I want to stir it. What do I use to stir it? They said you have to use a par of wood.
Right.
He said, even if you use milching or fleishig, which wasn't used in 24 hours, it's still kosher. You didn't trafe anything up. But... Best thing is to have a wooden stick or something like that, which is power. So,
yeah.
Now, if you have a carved wooden spoon and you put it on the shais, that's treif.
No, it's not treif. It's not treif.
Okay.
Unless it's boiling hot.
No, but you know, like it's wet.
No, it doesn't. Only if it's boiling hot.
Okay. הכלים הנפרדים משום שחלבים סדר ופער במילה ראו אישים שונים למיד על חלוטים וצורתם וציביהם ואין להסתפק בעצם להחלטם בעור נפרד זהירות ויורד דרש לדעת לגבי סקרום. If you buy right, you have separate silverware. What is silverware it's called? Like
silverware, or the technical term is flatware.
What you would use for like fork, knife, spoon?
Flatware.
Okay, you have that for eating utensils.
Eating utensils.
Whatever, it doesn't have to be from silver. I don't have silverware.
Aluminum ware.
Stainless steel ware.
Stainless steel ware, that's what I have, I think.
China ware. It's from China anyway.
Mine looks from Egypt, the Shabbos one, though. Anyways, so it has to be. Not enough that you have the same. You shouldn't buy the same type for milking, for flashing, for fire. Two different ones. Not enough that it's in a separate. Draw because you really get confused.
Completely separate pattern, completely separate shape.
Yeah.
Completely separate feel.
Yeah, better if you get the separate colors. Whatever you can separate is good. Okay?
Oh, that reminds me. There is certain patterns where the handles are made out of plastic or wood.
Okay.
That is a problem with koshering.
For koshering, yes. And if you do have, like my wife just bought wooden sticks. She told me she bought three, one for milking, one for... And how am I going to know the difference? They look all the same.
They have labels.
So I told her, what are you going to do? She said, I'm going to write on the edge. I said, good. I write it good enough that I can see if it is milking. Okay. I told her it's better if you put something colorful, because then I see the color, it's easier. Like I have three very sharp knives in my house. One is red, which is meaty. One is blue, which is milky, and the green one is par, which I like it very much because I can cut an onion and it stays par.
The other thing you can use for labeling, besides the par milkic and fleshic stickers, which you can get anywhere, is nail polish.
It doesn't come off so easily.
It does not come off so easily. It comes in thousands of colors.
Yeah, okay.
As my TV, sorry. Demonstrating every single week, and it
in the army, for example, all the chalavi silverware, there's a hole in it. So you know if it has, there's a hole in it.
In the handle, yeah.
The handle has a hole in it. The chalavi knife has a hole. It's exactly the same, but there's a hole, so it's not exactly it's not the same at all. Yeah. Yeah. Keeping the separately is not only when you're cooking or when you're eating. To keep it separate, chalavi and basari, and parve if you want. Also, when you wash the dishes, you have separate
draining areas.
If you can, that's chova. If it's very clean, you could also put in the same draining thing, but a separate sponge. Yeah, so you have the same sponge. You didn't do anything. You use hot water a lot of times.
Same thing with steel wool. Yeah, you should have separate colored steel wool. They make them here.
Yeah,
it's for its.
I use it, I throw it out still.
Nanas, they call it. Yeah.
What's that?
Nanas. Nanasim Matechet.
No, I throw it out afterwards.
What, well, called Shabuot is right?
But it's still was a Tzivah Plada?
Still was a Plada. Are you talking about the thin lines? The steel wool, just really thin pieces of steel, or the thicker ones?
It looks like it's shavings from a lathe.
Oh, okay, that's not steel wool. That's okay. Steel wool, you think it's the really thin, like Brillo?
No, the Brillo I would use for like sanding down something.
Yeah.
Right.
No,
this is
steel wool.
We don't know. Okay, we don't know.
Ah, you go to the.
Okay.
That's not steel wool.
No.
Yeah, you have to have the separate colors, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bread knife is par, and you keep it par, Okay? You don't cut your grilled cheese with your bread knife. You too. Okay? Yeah, you buy a vessel, you have to know where was it made, who's the owner of this, who made this, a Jew or a Jew? If it's a Jew, good. If it's not a Jew, mikvah, and mikvah you go as soon as possible. Most mikvahs, Kedah mikvahs, open every Friday. And most mikvahs have a keli mikvah. A lot of mikvahs have a keli mikvah. We have Dushinsky.
Or
it's a phone.
Not in Talpiot Mizrahi.
Talpiot Mizrahi, go to the Arab town. Talk about Jewish areas of Yerushalayim.
I live right next
to... Why did you buy there? Why did you buy there?
Because we're right across the street from the mikvah and from the shul.
So you have a mikvah in the shul.
We can't use mikvah for kaling.
Why? It's a men's mikvah?
Yeah.
It's only a men's mikvah?
Men's and women's.
So why can't you use the mikvah? There's no kaling mikvah?
Right.
There is no kaling.
There is no kaling mikvah.
So what are you going to do? So you could have to move here to the our area. If you
why can't you use it?
From what I understand, someone put a glass in there and it broke.
So things other than glass use. Steel.
I don't even deal with the baligan.
I remember I saw a guy. Mm-hmm. He had a huge pot. He's a caterer.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a huge pot. It doesn't fit in any kelim mikvah. Either you go to the beach, right, or to a river, or you go to a mikvah, a big mikvah. So he told the guy, I need to table it. So he said, okay, fine. So he said a bracha outside because there's people naked. Bracha outside, he came in, table it again. We were in Uman also, we bought a vessel. We had to Maybe go to the river also. Depends. Okay.
Mikvahs where they had signs, do not tovel keeling in this mikvah.
It could be that it's not kosher mikvah for keeling. Because the mikvah for keeling had to be kosher for women to tovel it. If it's kosher for women to tovel it, you can do the keeling.
Okay.
If it's a men mikvah which is attached to a woman mikvah, it's kosher for keeling. Both the men and the women. If not, usually. In Dushinsky, they have a whole separate system for the keeling.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to do with the mikvah downstairs, because I saw they have the water running in, the rainwater. They filled it up with new rainwater with the last rain. Mm-hmm. Rain, snow, whatever came down. New ones with the snow, Ezra. It's going to snow, good. Yaakov. You heard of anything that's going to snow? You heard anything about
it? I checked for
who
it.
Who's talking about
clear.
Meteorologists.
Where? On the internet, it doesn't say anything.
Another week and a half, something like
that. Well, where does it say anything on the internet? Who? You heard someone say?
I didn't look for it. Somebody told that they saw it. And also, one tzaddikim that I know said that he's talking about it upstairs.
Yeah?
For another smack bigger than the one he just had. Because people didn't learn from the past one.
What were we supposed to learn?
We lost more money from the snow.
Second, about the Dibur Torah. Aladdin said.
Yeah. That and a few other things.
They're crazy because also it's the 1st of January, right after the 1st of January, because then a lot of zerot are coming in more. A lot of decrees on the Tzibur HaRedi are coming in on January 1st, so then they're going to get this thing. So what about me? I have to worry?
What you have to do is...
There's no distinguishing.
Stock up food at home so there may not be a makolit for a week.
Just some battery lights.
Yeah.
What about heaters?
Gas heater, if you can. I don't have one yet.
As is panicking.
No, what's this about the crazy?
Oh, you do what Castro did in the hotel when he was the first time at the UN. He took the furniture and the carpets, piled over the middle of the room, and lit the fire.
Oh, good, Yosa. Woo, Yochanan.
Can we do that?
Welcome back.
You're too young for that. I remember it. What? Hit the news.
What year was that?
Huh?
Snow coming?
When was it?
I heard that.
Where do you hear? Here it doesn't help me. Where do you hear? From someone? From what?
I did this and Hashem told me this.
Yeah, you hear? I don't hear.
Do you remember when Castro first got to the UN? When was that? You're about my age.
62.
Yeah, I could be I was here. I don't know.
Huh?
Could be I was here.
No, it was either 61 or 62.
How old are you? 35?
No, it could be I was here.
But in a different You'll go again, but you don't remember.
No, because
I'm 28.
Castro took over Cuba.
28. I'm a baby.
59, 60.
You still went behind the ears.
Right? And Castro took over Cuba in 59, 60.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Cuban missile crisis in 63.
Okay, listen to this.
But what's this about the Greek?
Nothing. Every vessel, if you take a knife, if you make a chalavi, if you kasher it, it could be mesali, right? You don't do that. Even though you could, you do not do that. The only place you could do that is if you kasher it for Pesach, well, because then you know you did it well, and you decide now you want it to be chalavi, okay. So you can't kasher it in order to change it from chalavi to mesari, from mesari to chalavi. Even though technically it will be, and if you did it, fine. Do not do that. We don't do that. Okay?
Can you?
Because it's confusion.
Can you do that between Basri and Parv?
Back and forth?
No.
You go from Basri to Parv?
Yeah.
But which, one second. No. No. You shouldn't do that.
Okay. If you have a knife that you specifically use for onions as parv, someone grabs it by mistake and starts cutting up a chicken with it. Cold.
Cold? Wash it. Cold doesn't absorb.
Oh, right. I'm just Murphy's Law. So it's only if it's hot.
Hot or chalif?
Hot or strong?
Not strong.
Well, spicy, no. Sharp.
Well, if you have a parv knife that you normally use onions with, and it's clean, then it won't go trafe if you're cutting up cooked chicken that you can handle. So it's not over 45
right.
degrees. Because if you handle it, it's under 45. Oh, you're done with this?
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The problem is that people might get confused back and forth. If a person did it, it's kosher. A person might get confused back and forth. This week he wants it to be chalavi. Next week he wants it to be mesari. Then he forget. One second, what was it last? I think it was mesari, but really it was chalavi. Oh, good problem. Getting trafes in the kitchen.
Better not to be.
We had sets of when I first got married, we got a set of silverware, and then we made inflation, and then we got another set. And we wanted it was much nicer. We wanted inflation. I didn't know you're not supposed to, so I kashered it, and I made it. Oh, I made milchik first, and whatever, something like that. I asked the rabbi afterwards, okay? He said next time ask before. He said, you did it, it's kosher. But don't do that.
You said to make it, you want to make it.
Or opposite, it was milking, and then I wanted to make it fleshing.
And you kashered it.
Kashered it, I used it, fine.
So what's the island?
The rabbi told me not to do that.
Why not?
Because a person, if he goes back and forth, he gets confused.
No, I'm not saying back and forth. And one time he does it.
One time? Yeah. Maybe that's, he has to ask the rabbi. Ask the rabbi. Maybe the rabbi told him one
you
time.
You did. You made it from one to the other one
yeah,
time.
The rabbi told me he's not going to do that. I'm pretty confused.
After
that. Okay. Now, what if it's never been used?
Never been used? What's the problem?
You're confused in what status you're going to have it. Someone just grabs a spoon, never been used, hasn't been toiled yet.
So what? What's the question?
Good question. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm not sure about the answer so much. But you're sure about the question, I'll make sure to be sure about the answer. Okay. Kelim le'acharat mazon. Now we're talking about the vessels, not that you use for the food, for preparing the food. For example, maklef. First thing we'll talk about is maklef. Maklef is a peeler, what you peel with. Today they have peelers.
Right.
They used to peel, if anyone has a bubby, she peels with a knife, she doesn't know what a peeler is, right? I'm sure your mother-in-law, I have no idea what a peeler is. She's never used a peeler in her life, even though it exists.
My wife still also prefers
a knife. I guess she's a bubby also. She's a bubby, no?
Yeah, it was like Jazzy. Look, she learned from her from all her Moroccan aunts.
Yeah, they do with a knife. That's what they do. Yeah, like my wife's grandmother Zichrona Lecha, she passed away a few years ago. She was 86. She said she never used the peeler. I remember. She said, I don't know, my mother did like this in Poland. My mother did this. I also do it. I don't know. But Safta, look, the peeler, look how easy. She said, ah, I don't know. And she did it with the knife so quickly, and she didn't lose any even little bit of the potato. I don't know how she did it. It's 80 years of...
many years of doing it.
Okay. Anyways, so as long as you don't use it to peel off your chicken and stuff like that, make strips of chicken or whatever. Yeah, don't, so it's par. You can use it for milking. You don't have to have separate ones for milking and fleshing at all. Just make sure to keep it clean, not to put it in fleshing or in milking.
But it's par, you say.
It's par.
You use it for chicken.
No. Don't use it for chicken. Usually
don't
you
don't use it for chicken.
No, you're using it for vegetables.
Just saying, if it's just for fruits and vegetables, it's parve, and you could use it for cutting up potatoes, which would go in the with cheese, and potatoes that would go in the chalice.
Except if you use it for onions or something harif.
Even if you use it for something harif. What's the problem?
It doesn't change it.
What is the onion? Nothing.
You use it for shnon or something harif.
What's the problem? What is the tznon?
It's cold. Right. So it doesn't change it.
What is the tznon?
What is it?
It's fleshig? It's milchig? What is a radish?
Nothing yet.
Nothing. So what's
it's
the
not though, it's harif.
So what? But it's what the only problem with harif, right? You will what are you gonna make? It's not what the knife becomes. It's what the harif becomes. If you cut an onion with a milchig knife, the onion is milchig. But if you cut the onion with a power of knife, what is the onion? Power. So what's the big deal?
It only goes from the cake to the vegetable, not
it also goes back, but it does go back. But it's nothing. It's part of
it. Oh. It changes it if it goes from the flea to the vegetable.
And then if you cut it with the
vegetable to the flea, it doesn't change it. Right. It doesn't transfer.
Okay. If a person decides they want to have separate peelers, buy two different colors, two different types. Why? Because he's going to use it for stuff where we cook the chalabi or whatever. Not to get confused. Okay, mishtachei chituch, cutting boards. משטח עובד החיתוך ירקות ופרות בלבד, ניתן להשתמש בו גם לצורך חיתוך מאכלים הנאכלים, חלב וגם עם בשר, ניתן ששומרים עליו בגדר פרווה, ניתן שהחיתוך נעשה בזה כי עם פרווה. If you have a cutting board, which you keep a parve, you put only fruits and vegetables on it, and you cut with it only with the parve knife, no problem. You can use the fruits and vegetables either for milk or for flesh. Clear?
You use the cutting board for either.
You can use the vegetables which you cut on this board. You can use either to put in your chalent or to put in your quiche.
The board remains
parve, and the knife is parve, so the vegetables are parve. Okay, good. Especially if you cut on it, garlic, batzal, limon, horseradish, dag maluach, even.
What's that?
Change anything.
Salty fish,
right? If you use that, you should always use a parve knife. Because if you cut an apple with a fleshing knife, you don't want to put it with something milchig. So do it. Fine. But if you cut an onion with a fleshing knife, not only the onion becomes a fleshing, the cutting becomes fleshing. Then you have a problem.
Also, they have flexible cutting boards, which are easily washed, and you can use economic on it, because a cutting board has probably the most bacteria, especially if you're cutting chicken, especially salmonellosis.
I think better is to use the. It's plastic. What you're talking about,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think better glass.
Glass will dull the knife.
Yeah, the sharpener.
If because the shaman is twice a day, three times a day.
I
shaman,
it's okay.
Night last night.
Every Friday, I sharpen my sharp knives. I have a stone. So what? It takes me 2 minutes.
Why does Yoni and Gal the cutting board? I mean, trape up the cutting board?
It doesn't trape, it makes it just make, what it is.
How does it do that? Because I thought it was just because of the pressure on Yoni. Like
sit on it.
So it would make the kaolin, if it was on a par, he put an onion cut with the flesh igniting on a par dish, now the dish becomes
par dish. It's as if it's boiling hot. Think about it as if it's boiling hot. It doesn't need to stick it in, even like that. And it's wet. If it was dry, it's one thing. It's wet. An onion is wet. There's juice in it. I know because I put it in my kids' ears when they're not feeling well. With juice. With olive oil. It's good. It's better than any antibiotic, by the way.
Onion juice with olive oil?
Yeah. Put it in the ears. One drop here, one drop here. Twice a day. It relieves the pain immediately, 15 minutes.
Olive oil and tomato?
Onion juice.
Onion and olive
oil. Or garlic juice.
Garlic is probably better.
It's just very hard to make out of the garlics that they sell today. Dry garlics, it's very hard to make out of the juice.
But you can't get fresh garlic here.
No, even the fresh garlic. In the season.
Pesach.
Yeah.
I buy usually for half a year, but then it's over after half a year. Because then they sell them to the people who dry them. And by the way, you're not supposed to use the dry ones on Pesach. You know why?
They have flour in it.
Exactly, that's one of the ways to dry it.
Reason?
They put flour on it to dry it.
Even in the fresh garlic, so the ones that are bundled made in China, it's like, what do they put on it?
Made in China.
The question is, who are they putting it on?
I've seen in the bundles, like with the
little white.
Oh, those, yes. Yeah.
The question is not what, but who.
Who's on first?
Sorry about that.
No, well, I still have a headache. Okay. Okay, let's, 1 second. I just want to finish this, okay? Yeah. Like we just said, very good. Okay, the cutting board of bread, like we said, keep it parve all the time. So Adkar, this is for today, Kashrus. It's very important what we're learning here. So important.
A lot to it.
Fundamental in Judaism.